Marc Larré in collaboration with Andreu Batllori, both from Barcelona. Codos, presented in Casa Batllori. Our story begins in 1792, when the Batllori family established their business in the independent traditional village of Santa Maria de Sants. Before the streets had names, this family of potters worked outdoors on an undeveloped plot of land. The sun dried the clay, and there was plenty of space. Their world was mainly horizontal. Each generation developed the business and adapted it to the times. As Barcelona expanded, Sants developed. Their surroundings became vertical, and the ceramic drainage pipes, gutters, and tiles they created spread to new heights. Andreu Batllori's grandfather saw the rise of ornamental architecture, and the business prospered with it. In the aftermath of the Civil War, in a famished economy, Casa Batllori survived by producing cooking kitchen utensils, such as pans, basins, and mortars in its huge round brick oven. Hidden beside an unassuming facade, this old clay workshop, more than two centuries old, still survives in the heart of the Sants neighborhood. Marc Larré's proposal consists of recovering the collection of molds preserved in the warehouse and using them to manufacture a series of hybrid objects that collect architectural forms that have shaped the city and specifically the Sants neighborhood, such as chimneys, tiles, and canals, on one hand, and textures and forms that reflect the recent history of the city, undocumented due to its ephemeral, irrelevant, minority nature, on the other. In the clay pieces made in collaboration with Andreu Batllori, we see the same gesture, the same torsion of the clay conforming to something that is no longer architecture, not even ornamental. It is the vernacular, the singularity of an impossible body to mold. It is along these lines that the idea of the codo, elbow in Spanish, also meaning joint in this case, serves to articulate all the pieces made in the workshop. On one hand, codo has the prefix co, indicating collaboration, union, or in company. Hence the expression, trabajar codo con codo, literally translated to working elbow by elbow, meaning to work side by side. On the other hand, we have the word dos, two things that fit together. The joint is a point of attachment that provides the possibility of movement. Its nature is not static, its function is to articulate. It is a dualism where there is no dual or opposition. There is a sum of forces to multiply the effects. Perhaps it is a way to pay homage to the cooperative tradition of the Sants neighborhood and its associative fabric.